You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 62 and verse 11. God has spoken once. Twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. God speaking is not the problem. Man hearing is the problem. The psalmist says that God spoke once. He heard it twice. God didn't speak twice. It was the hearer that heard God twice. So he heard God say, power belonged to God. He heard it again, power belonged to God. What does this mean? You see, it is your responsibility to keep hearing God. God has spoken. If you read Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, he said, God in diverse ways, in time past, spoke to our fathers in different ways, but as in this last day, spoken, past tense, spoken by his Son. Everything that God needs to say, he has said it in Jesus Christ. There is no message again that God wants to say to everybody, anybody outside of Jesus. It is your responsibility to hear. God has spoken. He said, God has spoken once. Twice have I heard. You can hear daily. It is your responsibility to hear daily what God has said. Many people are always looking forward to hearing God. But God speaking is never the problem. God has finished speaking. The problem is that you are the one that is not hearing. Can I tell you again, everything that God wants to say to humankind, he has said it already. He has said it in Jesus. There is no new thing God is saying to anybody anywhere again. The more you know Jesus, the more clearly and accurately you will hear God. The problem today is that many are trying to hear God accurately outside of Christ. It is impossible. It will lead you into error. And that is why the man that is Christ is the man that is speaking, that is preaching the word of God. Because the word of God is Christ. Everything that God wants to say, he said, has in these last days spoken by his Son, Jesus Christ. It means if you want to hear God, you must hear his Son. So how can somebody not preach his Son and claim that he's preaching Jesus? That is a lie. Everything that God wants to say, he has said it. It is left for you to hear and continue to hear it and not forget it and hear it again and again and again and again. The writer said, twice have I heard. You can hear it 3 times. You can hear it 4 times. You can hear it daily. You can hear it continuously. The hearing is your responsibility. That's why the Bible says that he that had, in fact, it was Jesus who said it. He that had hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. It is your responsibility to hear. Again, Jesus said, take heed how you hear. I'm telling you, it is your responsibility to hear. God has said everything that is to be said. Please, brethren, note this and hear this very well. Everything that God wants to say, he has said in Jesus. If you don't hear God, it's because you have refused to know Christ. The more you know Christ and grow in his knowledge, the more you will hear God. Now, you can carry yourself to a wrong place and be listening to fables, to nugget and foolishness for the rest of your life. It is your responsibility. It is not the responsibility of the preacher, what you hear. It is your own responsibility to hear correctly, because God has told you that everything I want to say, I have said it in Christ. Now, somebody is telling you God did not send him to preach Christ. God sent him to preach money. God sent him to preach miracles. You are carrying yourself there. You are spending your entire life to hear that. It is going to be your responsibility at the end of the day. You are going to give account what you are using your will to go and use your ear to hear by yourself. God has spoken once. We can hear it daily. I pray that you will hear God daily in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.